Hello, I'm Siri Avery, and welcome to Spirit Work, the show that's designed to help you think outside of the box and broaden your understanding about life on Earth and life in other dimensions. This show is a metaphysical and spiritual show that has virtually no boundaries in its content. The information we are able to bring is without religious bias or persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own beliefs and views. We bring you food for thought. We hope it gives you a refreshing new outlook to ponder upon and explore within your own mind, and that you find inspiration and upliftment, motivation and empowerment through listening to our shows. To find that you are not alone voice, and that there is, as you thought, more to life than meets the eye, and that you are special, and you're a special part of it, and that you count. Our mission statement is to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to restore the balance and well-being of the planet. And today's show is called The Spirit Within.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. Sylvie and I are mediums and authors, and each week, through our interaction with our spirit friends, we discuss a different topic of interest and bring you information and different perspectives that will help you to make more sense of life when I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay. We have four books that are full of groundbreaking information, and they are out on general release. They can be found on our website at www.spirit-teaching.com, on amazon.com, or ordered at any good bookstore. They are educational, life-affirming, and life-altering for people to significantly form a more advanced and self-aware approach to the world we live in. And are transcripts of our work with the spirit guide Gregory Hay and others, who will be appearing on this program. Our book titles are The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group Healing Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird, and the last one actually is only available through our website. As well as Spirit's work on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on bloginservice.com, we have another radio show called The Spirit Teaching Radio Show, and that's every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on artistfirst.com. As I said, I am a deep trance medium, which means I have the ability completely to hand over my physical body to the spirit world so they may use it to speak through, and I know absolutely nothing about what has happened during this time. I go into the deep trance state and transfer all rights of my functioning body to the spirit communicator in the process. My spirit is then transported to the spirit world by the scientific group of guides in charge of this particular aspect of the procedure and taken to somewhere known only to them until they send me back into my body when the spirit communicator leaves. And this can be for a time of 2 hours or more.
Now, Gregory is the spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group, who consist of scientific minds of all description, as well as ordinary people, and between them they have vast knowledge and insight. They've come to help us to understand the nature of our existence, and I mean our eternal existence, and hopefully point us in a more positive direction by helping us to think beyond the constraint of our human minds. Like I said, this week's subject we're going to talk about is The Spirit Within. And it's the title to one of our books, but it's much more than that. It's the key to our life on Earth and the purpose of our journey. This is one of the first things I will be asking Gregory in a few moments when Mick brings him through. So, I have to say the phrase that we hear most when people who've read The Spirit Within is that they leave it by their bedside and refer back to it over and over again. It's such a comforting little book. It's a very spiritual and uplifting book. And it's only a small volume. It's very easy to read. And it's not very expensive at all. And I'd just like to tell you about mixed trance. It actually takes a long time to develop the true deep trance state, because it's not just a case of the spirit inspiring Mick or taking words from his subconscious mind. It's a total exchange of personalities, and of course Mick and Gregory arranged to do this work together in the spirit world prior to Mick's journey here. It looks just To me, or anybody else that sees Mick, it looks like he just goes to sleep. And soon, and I know I've been saying this for ages, but soon we will have a DVD coming out, and you'll be able to purchase that and see it for yourself, because it's a recorded session of a question and answer session with an audience. And I do believe Gregory's with us now.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, hello. Good day to you all. I am so pleased and honored, as always, to be in your kind company. And I hope that this session will prove informative and bring knowledge and awareness to those who perhaps have not perceived of such a thing.
Yes, I'm sure. Let's hope so. I was just telling everybody about the spirit within, and how you say that the spirit within us is the key to our journey. What do you mean by that?
Quite simply, dear friend, because of the fact that you are a spirit having a physical existence. At the moment, perhaps, you do not perceive your spirit or the fact that you are spirit. So, in that case, you are alienated from your divine source, from your absolute precious state of what you really are, what your real identity is. You may feel that your identity at this present time only relates to that physical self, what you have built yourself into. You are the product of your environment, but you are also a spirit having a human existence at this present time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, why it is that you must eventually come into contact with this divine source is because that is where perfect and pure love exists. It is the place where, by being in contact with your spirit, you will become enlivened by a different knowing. This is the knowing of absolute perception, real sensitivity. Because if you are aware of your spirit within, if you are harmonic with it, then you will be harmonic in your life. If you blend with your spirit within, that is, getting to know it and being comfortable with that higher aspect of self, you will raise your consciousness, raising your vibration. So you will, in fact, tap into this endless source of energy that is your spirit within. It is the one element which is perfect beyond all other thought. It is a place where doubt does not exist.
So, that might seem a little difficult to take on board to people that have never even thought about having a spirit within them.
Yes.
But you say that it's not actually within us, is it? It's in the spirit world all the time.
Exactly,
but
so.
But we can become in tune with it. And you say it's the purpose of our journey. So it's an intangible energy.
It is only intangible because you think and perceive things in the murky world at a certain level of vibration of intent.
Mm-hmm.
What you do when you become aware of the spirit within, when you go to within the silence, stilling your mind, allowing awareness rather than thought, mechanical thought of the day's events, allowing awareness to take over those thoughts, and using the method of stillness to achieve that,
mm-hmm.
will bring you into very close proximity with your spirit. You will perhaps see it, perceive its energy or its auric field. You will identify with this source of energy that is within you, because it feels as though it is within you.
Mm.
This isn't to say that it is a physical thing that you will necessarily see.
But you will physically feel it.
But you will physically feel it, Exactly so. This is not to do with spirit guides, I hasten to add. That is another thing entirely. What we are saying is that in order for you to reach the height of perception and awareness of self, therefore enabling you to become an enlightened being within this life, then you must learn to walk in harmony with that life. And the way to do this is to have greater access to your spirit within. How else are you going to perceive any other element outside of self, understanding its pure state, if you do not understand the pure state of yourself?
And I think that's another difficult one for people to appreciate, is the fact that you can obtain and attain enlightenment now, in this lifetime.
Yes, of course. So many people feel that they have to put it off, or perhaps because of things that are happening in their environment around them that are directed at them. And so they feel slow or negative, or their vibration has become dulled by their performance or others' performance around them. What this does is it takes away the perception of self as being this lowly being, and instead it invigorates the individual into understanding the true state of the possibility of their awareness, which is that when they become aware, when you become aware, then the thoughts and actions, the feelings of intent that you have about your life become more syncretic with that life and with other lives, other people's lives that are interacting with you. So in this way, you raise your vibration because you are less strong, you are less angry, perhaps, at your failures, at the way you see yourself. This isn't to say that you raise your state of ego, but what you do is you raise your vibration of love. And that intent in itself is something that will drive your vibration and your awareness of inner quality, and actually perceive the element of love that exists within you. This is because your spirit within is divine. There, I bet you never knew that you were actually a divine being. But you are, every single one of you. It is the signatory process of your perfection. And you can reach this perfection because you are precious within. I know that what you look upon on the outside, perhaps when you look in the mirror, is that state of being, the wrinkly face or the worried frown or whatever it is. Perhaps you have been mischievous in your life, or that you have tried to dishonor something because you lack perception, because you lack divine understanding, or in fact even the basic level of awareness. The very fact that you are able, everyone on your side of life is able to come into contact with the spirit within, is really giving you the right to be there, the right to find this perception, this perfect state of precious love within you. It is there for you by right. It is your divine right.
So you are spirit first and foremost. We've always been spirit.
Yes. That is because your spirit is a part of what God is. I know that God is such a small word in your language, creator, perhaps then, if you do not wish it to be in a religious connotation.
Yes.
Creator, I know, identifies something of an intellect or divine being. But what you are mistaking and perceiving is that there must be an entity, a hierarchical entity at the point of now.
Yes, that's right.
And what you are in fact seeing when you come into contact with your spirit within is a shard of that entity, because that is why you are perfect. You see, your spirit in fact is perfect because it is a part of what God is.
So you're a partnership between your spirit and your human body when you are having a human existence.
Yes.
And you are able to become in tune with your spirit through meditating.
Yes.
You also say in your book that when you pursue the thought that God is a part of all mankind, it releases you from the idea of a hierarchy of human life.
Yes.
And the benefits of that are just endless, aren't they? Enormous.
Yes, of course. And it isn't really that it ends there either, because that is the human perception, perhaps, of the self-state. And what, in fact, humanity perceives of itself is that it is higher than all other beings.
Yeah.
What we are saying in this aspect is that that is a statement of judgment, not a statement of fact. It is perhaps your perception that what you perceive as another species or another being and its intent or its intelligence or intellect is of a lower form than you, is merely that what you are doing is you're applying your criteria in your judgment of what intellect is or what perception is. So it then becomes your judgment. I know that many scientific discoveries have pointed toward this as being the case, that for example, is only able to do certain tricks that a human being is allowed to teach it. However, have you never watched how different animals and different beings cope with different situations in their life? That they learn perception. They learn different identities and are able to pass these on to their offspring. Is not that the way of all life, that gradually as you grow and mutate from one form to another, as the species and genetics allows, this transforming, this ever-growing diversion from what your species was to what it is now, is in fact that gradually evolution takes place. You cannot deny evolution in the process of physical state. It is not to say that your spirit is not linked to that physical state, but that is actually only received by the spirit at the point of your physical passing. It is very true to state that at certain times or elements of your physical journey, if you bring misdeeds or whatever, then what you are in fact doing is lowering your own vibration index. You are not lowering your spirit. Your spirit remains pure. Even the spirits who are on our side of life, who are in trouble, perhaps, for some reason of bereavement of choice they have encountered in physical life, perhaps they have brought about some ill deed upon themselves, and so are resting at a specific vibration that is of a lower intent than it should be. This merely means it is not a reflection of the spirit itself, but of the attitude of consciousness that has been gained by that spirit, by the being having a physical life. I hope you understand that.
Mm-hmm. So, are we going backwards? I mean, were people more in tune with their spirit thousands of years ago?
Well, possibly so. What I'm saying is that we do not see, other than in technical responsibility or other in the perception of what humanity are physically able to do, we do not see that humanity is actually moving forward en masse.
Mm-hmm.
Because surely, if you look upon your recent history even, you see that human beings still continue to ravage one another, still continue the lower life form practices of low self-esteem, of aggression and violence toward one another, just as they did many hundreds of years ago, or even thousands of years ago. So who is being barbaric at this present time is just that it is your perception that because you are a civilization and you see that you have material possessions, that you think you are of greater worth than you were as a civilization. It is understandable that you take this thought and principle because you look into history and see that knights carrying swords or that they used bow and arrows instead of guns and other forms of ammunition against one another, that they were somehow lesser beings.
Mm. We have all conquered everybody that has gone against us, or maybe
yes,
thought about it even.
Well, yes, quite so. It is exactly the same, perhaps, with the status of hierarchy between humanity and all other beings that exist on your planet's surface or beneath it.
Mm.
That your perception is that you are greater than the sum total of all of the others.
Mm-hmm.
Individually and together, it may be true to a certain extent physiologically, but does it mean to say, dear friends, that because you are looking at a rat or a dog or a cat or a horse or whatever being it is, that its vibration intent is any less, or that its understanding of its spirit is any less? Indeed not. I venture to say that, in fact, an animal is far more in tune with its spirit, far more in tune with the fluctuations and densities of perception that exist on the planet's surface and beneath it, far more aware, perhaps, of impending interaction with that physical life than you yourselves are. And that is because you have driven yourselves, perhaps, because of your life state, into a lower vibration. Therefore, your sensitivity is less, your perception is less, and your harmonic ability means that animals will run away from you rather than be pleasant in your company.
Mm-hmm. They can sense negativity coming from us because they are in tune with their spirit and their senses. They can sense danger, whether it's meant towards them or whether you're just in a negative state of mind at the time.
Yes, of course. Exactly so. And it is that they will perhaps react to you adversely before you have even brought it upon your surface, before you are perhaps even aware of it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It may be that you have an intent to do something that is dishonorable towards them, that is going to end their life. I am well aware that if a situation exists in the natural world, you view it as carnage when one species overtakes and devours another.
Mm-hmm.
You see this as being a simple form of explaining that they cannot possibly have a spirit or cannot possibly be aware because they do such disastrous things to one another, all in the name of fight or flight, food or starve. And that is because it is within the order of things of how they have been brought into the physical world, their status in the physical world, in the hierarchy of the food chain. Does it mean to say they are less beings because they do not have hands with which to manufacture a gun in order to shoot the being that they wish to eat? Does it merely imply that that is a better course of action to take?
Well, they don't do it for fun, usually, either. They do it because they...
Well, my point exactly, dear friend.
They
only do it because they have to. They only snap another being's neck purely because it is the simplest and painless, most painless way of dispatching and being able to eat food. If they didn't, they would all grow vegetables.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So animals are naturally in tune with their spirit as best they can without our interference.
Yes.
Are there any animals that are more so?
Yes, absolutely so. There are many groups of animals on your side of life whom you perceive still as being lesser, yet who have an awareness of self and of their spirit, who form loving relationships that are not instinctive, but are progressive, because they bring about the energy of love between them.
Mm-hmm.
This is something to do perhaps with swans, or certain other creatures, whales and dolphins in particular.
Mm-hmm.
There are many creatures who form long-lasting loving relationships with one another, who partner for life, who care for their children, their offspring, in just the same loving way, like an alligator or a crocodile that carries its young in its mouth so delicately and does not eat one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet, what you perceive is something, some beast from the prehistoric era. And yet, that is something that it always had, even back in the times when it was living in the prehistoric era of history,
mm-hmm.
of the earth.
Yes. So when no progress is made, how does this go down in the spirit world with as far as how we're going? I mean, you know, like, well, there's two questions here, I guess. I mean, if meditation is the key.
Yes, Ben.
Then families could meditate?
Yes, of course. Of course. All of the ways the doors are open to all people can show any being how they may come into contact with spirit within.
Mm.
They only have to understand that it will just take them 20 minutes of their day. That is all they have to give to self, 20 minutes. And then the rest they can do whatever, provided they are more mindful of what they create, of what you all create. And this, I suppose, is one of those keys that being in touch with the spirit within allows you to do. It allows you to be more creative because you are raising your vibration, your harmonic field, and also you are perceiving an actuality. You are bringing yourself into the synchronicity of life so that you can, in fact, bring more attention to the gifts that you have. Your perception of your gifts of self may be non-existent at this present time, yet when you come into contact with your spirit, you are raising your vibration so that you may bring out those gifts, encourage those gifts, because you will be thinking outside of your box of self, the identity that you have been up to this point.
Yes.
If you bring this relationship between your physical state and your spirit to the surface of your life, then you will bring order. You will bring a different way of looking at your consciousness. Your thoughts will be clearer, more positive, more affirming in your life. And you will be able to create stronger ideas because you will be relating to your spirit and listening to it, not as a beast in the corner. The problem, I suppose, exists because so many religious understandings refute all claims that a spirit may exist, or that perhaps they cite that only people who look at a certain religious point of view be aligned to any happiness or any positivity or love or be loved by the divine creator of all things.
Yeah.
This means that you cannot possibly, in seeing that, feel then that you may create love of your own volition, that you must always be at the behest of someone else, some higher form to give it to you.
That's true.
Rather than for you to understand and develop love within you yourself.
And that it's free.
And that it is absolutely free. It is free because it is there for you to tap into. You do not have to buy anything in order to understand it, in order to perceive it, or visit it. Just 20 minutes of your time each day will bring this about.
And that's explained in our Spirit Within book as well, and actually in Spirit Walks with Gregory, how to do that.
Yes, Fred.
So, so when no progress is made, because you say that we're still not moving forward particularly on this earth, how does that go down in the spirit world?
Yes. Well, in the spirit world, of course, we are reluctant ourselves as a team to pass judgment upon any being and say that they have made these mistakes or that mistake or whatever in their life. It isn't an amount of us making a judgment or perception even of what humanity is or is not doing. But we may state and look upon the behavior perhaps and say this is unhelpful to your progression. We can see that if people follow a negative course, that it is obvious because you only have to look at your history in order to define that negative courses create violence, anger, dis-ease and dishonor. Lack of self-respect, lack of respect for any other being or your environment. And I suppose what we can say is that it is your environment that we are most deeply concerned over.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have lack of respect of self, that is one thing. And we are trying to teach people in order to readdress that lack of self. But if you have lack of understanding or respect and it runs into the environment in which you live, then that in itself is a different problem, because what you create in that environment is not just there decimated before your eyes, but it is also remaining there long after you have passed to our side of life, which means that others who wish to have a physical experience, other spirit in the spirit world, and the many billions and trillions who are waiting to have a physical life, an experience, expression of it in any case, it means that the more you create havoc in your life, the more unlikely it will be that they will have the chance that you had.
Yes, and, you know, and the earth has a spirit.
Yes, all planets have a spirit. This might be something that is difficult to explain or that is difficult to perceive, because you see yourselves as living, breathing, walking beings. You do not see, perhaps, or perceive that the planet as being a living being, but it is, the same as the sun is a living being. Yes, I understand that it is a collection of chemicals and gases that are going through a cycle of perhaps violence, even interaction with itself in order to keep functioning in the level and the way that it is. Can you say that perhaps a star that once was a dwarf star, perhaps, is any less of a being than a full star? Can you possibly say that one planet that looks as though it could never have contained life, that it is just a collection of atoms and rocks, small molecules that have formed themselves out of the dust and ether of the universe to be compressed and formed into an object that merely circles or encircles another star? Can you possibly say that even though it is a husk, it may be, of course, that planet no longer actually exists as a life form, mm-hmm. that its spirit has moved on in just the same way that you will acknowledge rocks and perhaps wood, trees, that were once living that no longer exist in physical form? Then what you are looking at is the detritus that is left from the existence. All planets at one stage or time would have had some semblance of condition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that it is the same as the judgment or understanding that you perceive, because the spirit of a planet is quite different to the spirit of a human being,
mm-hmm.
as different as your spirit is to that of an ant.
Or a tree.
Or a tree, just because you think, perhaps, that an ant, for example, is a lower life form, is purely and simply because you do not engage with the ant. You do not understand, because you do not think as ant thinks. You think as a human being observing ant, not with an ant's mind. So the way in which you think and perceive other animals or other beings as being lower forms are purely that you are stating your ignorance of that life form, that what you are perceiving is perhaps an ugly being physically, but that its spirit is still a true perfection of a part of God that it is. And its life form itself may well be just as pure a part of spirit, a part of what God is. Because everything on your side of life is a part of what God is. Even the smallest leaf of a blade of grass is a part of what God is. Your perception, unfortunately, happens to be cast because your mind creates this abundance of what you perceive you to be in relation to your environment. And so how you judge yourself, you use your same judgment upon all other beings, making them lesser because they do not think or put together language or structure or sentence in the same way that you do, purely and simply because they have no need of it. They have a different language and structure. They perhaps think and perceive in pure thought form, which is sent from one to another, like horses, for example, are able to transmit thoughts and feelings to one another without the use of words. Does it mean to say then, therefore they are lesser beings? Does it mean to say that dolphins are lesser because they talk in sonic vibration? No.
Hmm.
It is merely that they are using another language. It might contain a lot of syllables, but it is the unit of whatever that language of thought is, and they are able to transmit it to one another without physical objections, without physical using either a limb or a twitch of the eye or curling of a lip or whatever.
Mm.
They can merely do it by transmitting thought from one to another, by being aware of their vibration intent of another's status, so they can perceive if another being is ill. Shall we say then, perhaps elephants are a good example of this. They have an understanding of when they are about to pass to our side of life. And they immediately make tracks toward the place where they will pass. And if possible, they will get there, to that place, to the place of their ancestors. This is because they have this migration of understanding, that they perceive the state of self, understand exactly what is occurring to them, and that their time is coming to a limited point.
Because they're in touch with their spirit.
Purely and simply because they are in touch with their spirit, yes.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery, and I'm Sylvie Avery. Welcome to Spirit's Work.
Hello, Faye.
So we should be getting ourselves more in line with animals, really, and taking note and more, and you know, taking a leaf out of their book, as it were.
Yes.
Instead of being the dominant species.
Perhaps so. You can maybe understand some of this when you form relationships with animals, when you form these close tie bonds. You show them love and affection, and they reciprocate. They do not only reciprocate because you give them a little bit of love, this much big. What they give you back is something far in advance of that. It may take them, of course, some time in order to understand what you are trying to do. In the case of domesticated animals, they will have this understanding as being something inbred within them, because that is a genetic strain that has been allowed to develop. There you are, they are another group that has mutated from their original form, just the same in the fact of a you yourselves have mutated from your form.
I know this is probably just teetering on the edge of a different subject here, but can I just say that when we were the five branches, when we were
yes,
if we evolved from other species,
yes,
is that because again we were going down the slippery slope and we needed an injection of a more spiritual nature gene and spiritual gene to save the human race?
Absolutely so, because perhaps you were looking, the way you were behaving was something of an anachronism to how you could possibly be. You were using certain abilities mm-hmm. that you had to produce aggressive tendencies which were outweighed against other faculties where you could use your mind to a greater understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became necessary, of course, that humanity itself had to align itself to a different view. I understand that many races perhaps became deceased purely and simply because they were so aggressive
mm-hmm.
that they use that aggression against one another too often.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose it is in the same way saying that if a mutation
mm-hmm.
has something wrong with it, then it will not survive.
Mm-hmm.
So in that effect, you are all mutations that have survived because they are positive mutations,
mm.
not negative ones. Your perception then of your judgment of self will be different to that of how you were perceiving yourselves as a human race
mm-hmm.
many thousands of years ago.
Well, I think we'll do a program on that, on about our evolution
yes,
on the planet.
Yes.
We'll do that soon
yes.
and go into more detail with that. Yes. But it just shows an example, doesn't it, of different ways and methods of how we have been there before, maybe, and needed to move on and still need to move on, because a lot of people think that we're in the process of some spiritual shift at the moment, but it actually doesn't seem that way, really.
Well, my dear friend, if you look at the population as a whole, you cannot say, for example, that there has been any shift in identity other than the perception that human beings must have more human must have more material possessions. So it is to say that perception is ill-conceived. When one wishes for a race to define itself by its spirituality, for example, mm-hmm. it means that the race in question has to make effort into that growth potential. We do not see at this present time that human beings are paying much attention to their spiritual progression as much as they could be, or perhaps as much attention as they could to their environment as they could be. Burying one's head in the sand is not a prerequisite to understanding the evolutionary process of mind-thought transfer, what your mind is thinking at this moment to what it will think in the future, or how you will possibly perceive the genetic twist you may make upon your own genetic system, and that will be passed on to others of your race in the future. This is not just the transmitting of ideas, you understand, but your way of life. So if you are living your way of life in a negative downward spiral, then your vibration will be lowered and your ability to relate to your genetic ancestry will be limited because you have lowered your vibration.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, years ago, I suppose it's the wonderful internet. And, we've obviously discovered people that feel the same, that are trying to do work for spirit. And,
yes.
And, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And so I guess it's because, have they always been there, but we haven't been able to be in touch before because of the lack of the internet situation?
Well, yes, of course.
I think that's another reason why people think that we're moving forward so much.
Yes, of course, because communication has grown.
Yes.
It is so much easier nowadays for you individuals to understand and perceive something that is going on the other side of your planet. Back in my day, we didn't know really much of what was going on even in the next village, yet alone in some other far-flung country on the other side of your planet.
Yes.
You see, so you can say, of course, and we are not denying it, that humanity has moved, made these giant leaps in the forms of technology, but it is what you do with it. It is how you use and manipulate this technology for the awareness of all. And this is, I suppose, the main question that humanity is at the precipice of, and that is how exactly you use information and allow it to have access upon the greatest mechanism that you have created, and that is the way in which you are able to communicate, in a spiritual way, perhaps, that you share spiritual thoughts, that you tune together and become more accomplished in how you increase your spirit relationship with your physical self, and so therefore you are able to transmit those thoughts to others, because perhaps even in a meditation state, that you are able to transmit thoughts in exactly the same way as animals can now, without even having to close their eyes.
I see. To each other here or to people in the spirit world?
Well, in both ways, my dear friend, in transmission of both, to both forms and attractions, it means that yes, you can make conversation, you can bring understanding to one another through the ether world, to the spirit world, or to one another in the physical state. And you can do this through the telepathic process. It is just that is another form or gift of an awareness that you may have as yourself.
Mm.
Just like that you have an awareness of healing. Every single one of you has an ability to be able to heal someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You just have not looked upon it or raised your vibration to understand it.
So you're saying that as long as we maintain an open mind and are linked to our spirit within, we will move forward. And the way we link to our spirit within is through meditation,
yes.
First and foremost,
yes.
As an active situation and way to do that.
Yes.
With that in mind, then we read all the time about that there's going to be sort of enlightening times, and there's going to be these shifts, and things are going to happen, and that's going to change the state of harmony and peace in the world.
Yes, but surely, my dear friend, by saying these things, by saying that this is going to happen by the year 2012, or that is the start of it, or the precipice of it, then surely what you are doing is you are intimating that people, in fact, do not bother to do anything, either because that is going to be the end of the world, as far as many are concerned, or that it will be the dramatic change in spiritual thinking and upliftment, in which case, again, it means that you do not necessarily have to actively take any part in it until that date.
Mm.
Surely it is better to say that now, this very moment, is the time when you are to lift your vibration, understand your perceptive awareness of harmonic, auric intensity, how you affect other beings in your life, and that you can change that effect now, this very instant.
Proactive. It's
exactly.
Something that we have to create and make happen.
Exactly so. You have to be positively active towards it. You cannot create it by thinking the way that you are perceiving at this present moment. You have to become attuned and raise your vibration, raise your harmonic level, so that other creatures, for example, will feel happy in your company, will not run away from you because of your violent ancestry.
Well, presumably we wouldn't be so violent as a race if we raised our vibration as a planet.
Absolutely so.
Apart from saving the world from destruction.
Yes, and of course this is not something that is just isolated to adults. This is something that children may do, because many children perhaps are actively seeking but are denied their access to their vibration, and so they themselves are feeling these gaps, these holes in their lives,
mm-hmm.
their unfulfilled dreams, if you like, mm-hmm. as young as they are. Or perhaps they need to have these spaces of time when they are in silence and in contemplative thought and reclamation of their mind, so that they may reveal who they truly are.
Well, they see us making such big mistakes. It's difficult, isn't it, to tell children how to behave when we don't set a very good example.
Yes, quite so.
As well.
Yes.
And it's something then that a family could do. You could meditate together.
Yes, of course.
It could be part of your daily, you know, like eating together. You could meditate together.
As I understand it, dear friend, many people on your side of life now do not eat together. And that is perhaps
true.
Part of the family icon that has broken apart, that has fallen apart, because it is far easier to place children in front of the screen.
Yes.
And we allow convenience foods to do that with, rather than actually spend a quality amount of time in conversation and growing understanding and awareness. It is part of the central energy of teaching, of learning, of how adults may pass on those situations of good intent to their siblings. It is exactly the same way as bears teach their cubs how to do and perform certain tasks.
Mm-hmm.
How different other animals in your world mm-hmm. actually bring about tasks and environmental behaviors that show and make it possible for those particular species to continue and to progress. If they were not able to do this, then you would have an anarchy situation of that particular species, and it would break down. It would not know how to hunt for fish or when, in fact, to do that. It would not know when to migrate to a different pasture or even when it had exhausted the pasture that it was eating at that time.
Mm-hmm.
If it was not taught a progressional stance throughout life, a cyclical map of what they must do at a certain time of the year when the sun is at a particular point in the heavens.
Mm-hmm. And this is all because of they're in tune with their spirit.
Exactly so.
And this is what we can do.
Yes.
We can attract the
syncratic.
Thank you. Force.
Yes.
The universal life force to
yes.
help us along.
Of course. And it is not to say, dear friends, that this is something that is outside of yourself.
No.
It is outside of your capability, even. Because it is your capability. Every single being is able to connect with their spirit within.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you so much.
So until next time.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
With love and light, as always. Good day.
So, Gregory's handing Mickey's body back. You might hear the breathing change. And he'll be back with us in a moment. And like I say to people all the time, you know, I mean, if we are infinite beings, and meditating to get in touch with our spirit within is all that it takes, and if we are eternal, how powerful are we, really? There is that infinite source of wisdom just waiting to be tapped into. And you can call upon your spirit to help you through all sorts of situations. Once you are in tune with it, you walk hand in hand with your spirit. It makes you a much stronger person, a much wiser person. And hello, Mick.
Hi.
I won't ask him too many questions when he comes back because he's not quite with it.
That's all right.
But, you know, people often say that simplicity is and lack of ego is what makes Gregory's teaching different. But basically we bring facts and logic and truth. There's no gurus, no icons. It's just for people who are ready to understand and realize the importance of a spiritual evolution starting within this lifetime. And we come and arm you with the facts, and then it's up to you whether you want to run with that or not, and to see how it sits with you, see how it sits with your spirit within. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed today's show, and we have. So until next time. Be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good
day. Bye.
Bye.
You have been linked to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.